Hello, my name is Stephen Keith. I'm an electrical engineer, and I may or may not be able to see the lines that go through North Pembroke. I do live in Pembroke. Just a quick bit of my background. I'm an electrical engineer. I have two patents. I have taken products that plug into the wall through UL, which is no easy task, and I've had products on the space shuttle. Most people here are too young to remember the 1965 power blackout. Some of us remember it. I was kicking the radio, couldn't figure out in the car why it wouldn't work anymore. That was caused because all of the generators, if you understand anything about electricity, all have to march like an army. They all have to go in step. One of the advantages of the DC line that comes down and goes to Littleton, Massachusetts, is that at the end they change it back into AC. And if the AC starts to drop, the frequency of it, the 60 times per second change, starts to drop, they can follow it down. In the 65 power blackout, instead of being 60 times per second, it went out down to 58.9 times per second, which meant generators started bucking each other. That's what finally broke the back of the grid that day. A DC line can follow it. One of the other things that's been mentioned a lot is putting the lines underground. In New Hampshire, you basically have sand and gravel by rivers, and you have granite. Anybody that's tried to get down more than 4 feet into the ground away from, you know, a river or something where there's usually a sand pit will know what I'm talking about. Trying to insulate that much voltage underground especially is quite a trick, let me tell you, and it's very expensive. You're going to be blasting a lot of the way if you try to put it underground. A lot of people don't understand how much electricity it takes to do something. Your dryer takes up to 6,000 watts if you have an electric dryer. Your stove on Thanksgiving can take up to 10,000 watts if you're running everything. You know, everybody talks about, you know, clean power, green power. You know, you have the wind. What do you do when the wind dies down? You have to have some other source of electricity to carry it over. You can't just instantly turn on Seabrook or the Bow Station. You have to have them either running almost at full speed so they can jump right in if necessary, or you have to have a jet turbine like they have down by New York. So I would suggest that you think about some of these things, and when you turn on your light when you go home, think about where the electricity comes and how it got here, because all of these generating plants are all connected together, and when Seabrook goes down or Bow goes down, they have to get the electricity someplace else, and it has to come in by a transmission line from someplace else. Thank you.
Thank you, Stephen.